Well, maybe partially because a lot of the Boy Scout leaders are, I mean, and it sounds, and I'm making this up, I might be, but my theory would be it's men, and so they, you know. Right, right, right. They figure the guys are good swimmers, good boaters, good whatever. You know. Right. You know, and then that the parents that are going, the leaders, are just as, you know, as forthcoming in their knowledge, whereas maybe they're thinking that the women are not as... That's my theory, you know. They do require that, you know, one of our leaders must be, you know, certified, you know, those kind of things. And those are... Most of us aren't, you know, we don't... But. Hey, Tom. Question for you. Who's our commissioning agent for FKKA? Is it us because it's under 50,000? Right, right, right. But no, for the prerequisite. Are we doing enhanced or just prerequisite for Florida Keys? The engineer of record, as long as they're not on the team. Right. But I think if it's under 50,000 square feet, it can be done by one of the engineers, designers. It's just none of the presentation I went to yesterday. It was by a company called Spinnaker Group that does, they're doing the, right, right, that's a prerequisite. Well, actually, somebody asked that question. And he said, in theory, it could, the fundamental commissioning could be a different person than the enhanced. It usually never happens. But he said, it, in theory, it could be two different agents. Well, that's what he said, is that because they have something else, it turns out that you end up only being able to have one. But he said that in theory, you could have one apiece, but because you have this other requirement, then you end up with only being able to get one commissioning agent. He says it makes no sense, but that's kind of what, you know, what happened. You know, that if you read them individually, it could be two different teams. But because then you have this other requirement, I can't remember what he said. He says you end up having to be able to, you know, only use one. Woohoo! Tom, did Kelvin talk to you about the...
Do you have an Adama?
Let me answer.
Pencils are?
The colored pencils?
She always knows where those things
are. No, they don't keep them over here. Check by Julio's desk. No, they check by Julio's desk or the back area. Yeah. Ask Julio, who's usually the one who runs off with them. Right. Oh. Porque no abre, abre ahí arriba, ven. Abre el de arriba. Just out of curiosity. No. I have to agree with that. Okay, Maria, tell me if this is too long. For the girls, yes. Actually, I want to add a section on women architecture, but I haven't done that yet. I made it. Now this one, this is an AutoCAD drawing. I just traced it because your stupid Girl Scout website doesn't give you the ability to download a decent. No. And I think I can. I've ungrouped it, so I'll send it to you if you want to use it. Yeah, you can see the little girls, the little girls. So I use Naomi's little thing. I made. Made it. La da 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 da. Talks about mass, space, volume, color. I used a lot of your things. Texture, light and shadow. Yep. To admit it. That was good. That was good. No. We know. We hadn't seen it. Of course we hadn't seen it because it was at your desk. No, I don't. I went backwards.
Oh, okay.
All right. Glass, stone, metal. I actually moved the Sydney Opera House out of your metal because it's not metal. You had it under metal.
It's concrete.
Right, it's concrete. It's
concrete. Marble, adobe. What do you see when you see architecture? You see viewpoint. I changed some of your words. Right. Context. Photography. We weren't doing photography. Motion. You know, how the intersection of the building to the sky. Oh, you have two of these. I don't know why you have two of these. Some of your images. I can tell you're still learning how to use PowerPoint. Framing of interior spaces. Details. Yeah. Details. I may not animate those. Reflection. Types of architecture. This is architecture. Famous architecture. Is this famous architecture? And same thing here. I mean, I'd get rid of that. What is architecture? It's about history, place, time, function, technology, materials, and people. And then because your thing had something about the history of it. So this is early civilizations, the Greek and the Romans, the Gothic, the Renaissance, the Baroque. Now, did you guys notice what, they may not notice, building interior. See how it changes, building interior. Look at the difference, just in centuries. Oh, well, this is Italian, this is German, so it's not a true Baroque together. And then neoclassicism. This is the inside of the White House, one of the rooms in the White House, and this is a shingle, and it's really nice. Industrial Revolution. In Berlin, I think you probably know what it is. The Art Nouveau, the Art Deco, and I gave them a little bit of Miami so they can local. Recognize it. So they can recognize
local.
It.
The right.
Other what? I was going to flip him. Yeah. Okay, here, wait. There, where? I can't pronounce it. It's Schinkel. I don't know if it's been Berlin or not. I think it's a church, but I can't remember the name. Oh, it may have been. No, it's a. All right, where was I? Industrial Revolution, the Art Nouveau, Art Deco, Modernism.
Really cool slides.
Modernism. Then what is an architect? And then I left Naomi's little. There's the plan. And then, you know, since what it is, how do you become an architect? You know, probably a little more than they have, but, you know. And then famous architects. And then the next one, I'm going to put women, since it's all girls. I'm going to get rid of these other ones and do women. Right. And I already got Saha. Tools of an architect. Again, these are Naomi's little pricks. And then I showed them a little bit about AutoCAD. I stole it from, it's not even AutoCAD. You know AutoCAD doesn't have decent images to steal. This was from like CAD or some website or something. There's the elevation. And then, you know, our school, you know, so they can see a real building. I may get rid of some of this animation. And I can't get the animation to work, but I have to ask her how it goes. That's it. Is that okay? Okay. And then I have a thing this full of books. I went for the ones that have pictures. Now I'm trying to figure out what they can do. Frank Gonzalez, what is wrong with being an architect? No. I don't know why people say, I don't want to let my child be an architect. I'm like. No. Yeah. The grass is always greener on the other side. You know, if you're an attorney, why am I an attorney? I'd have an easier life if I didn't have to work 80 billable hours a week. I mean, there are people who say one day, you know, if I was to do something different, I wouldn't do this. But for the most, I mean, if I was to do something different, it would still be design related. Okay, you know, graphic designer, you know. Yeah.
But that's hindsight is, no, that's, you know, hindsight, that's hindsight. Amazing.
Oh God, it's hard. I wouldn't be accepted in any school of architecture. Most of us wouldn't be accepted. Oh, intern. I mean, I have, how many kids you have? I probably have 10 or 12 books. Just leave them in the car, take them with you. I try to get pictured books that had pictures in it. Just, yeah. You know, actually I have a book on chairs so they can see design. I have a book on something else. Todavía tienes cookies. ¿Qué fue? What? What happened? What happened? What are you looking at? Uh-huh. What is that? Nobody sees it. Oh. I don't know where we're...
They
Let's see, where were we? Yeah, that was towards the end.
Archetypes?
Yeah, I'm going to put some more on.
But what else?
Actually, I was down here somewhere. Yeah, you can keep some of these things. Neoclassicism, Industrial Revolution, Art Deco, Modernism, then how do you get licensed? Famous architects. And then I'm just going to make one slide or two slides of women architects. Tools.
Okay, this is where I was.
It was right here, and I don't know how to get this animation to work. I'm going to put it on the website. If not, I'll just dump it. I'll put it on my laptop. Right, or something like that. When I'm done with it, I'll bring my laptop so we can have it work. Want me to save this into the system prior to me changing it? I'm going to add some more women in there, so. Save as. I got a lot of shit, a lot of work to do. Images, graphics. What do you mean? Do you want me to call it? B1 Career Day. Career Day. Elevations for tile, they've had
no.
She's out of the office. Don't worry, I'll answer him. I'll be my polite, usual self and say, don't give me this excuse. I don't want to hear it. Because you didn't ask for it. You didn't. Right. This is probably 20. This is a CAD color presentation bond. But why would it be CAD color? That's right. This is the cameras. That stupid camera shit. No. I mean, well, actually, it should be. Because the owner only gave us one freaking copy. Took us, 15 months to get it. And, 15 months is an exaggeration. But you get the point. So it was copies for the owner, copies for the contractor, copies for us, copy for mechanical. So
camera,
it, the CCTV, the security camera coordination. Right. Contractor. And they were right. This was the one from Prices.
Yeah.
So they needed copies. So it should be reimbursable. We should charge them for that one. Yeah. Come on, Tina. Oh, this is nice. Looks good. Yes, my favorite. He's awesome. He could draw. Joseph Hoffman couldn't draw, but he could draw. We went to, when I was in Europe, to the Paris, one of the first exhibits that they had of the modernism, early modernism, Art Nouveau, Art Deco, Secession, Secession, 1900. Paris was called 1900, and it was in Paris in the Pompidou. This was 20 years. That was one of the first exhibits that was like a comprehensive exhibit of that earlier, the precursor to the modernism. They had a whole section on the Secession. Otto Wagner, Joseph Hoffman. And, he did a lot of work. He couldn't draw if his life depended on it. Yeah. His sketches were like, and my best friend goes, oh, there's hope for me yet if he can draw. And then Otto Wagner's drawings were just like, But Hoffman, he's the one that did all those beautiful round buildings. He was a little bit less busy than Wagner. He did like restaurants, and he had sketches for the menu, for the silverware, the flatware, the furniture. I mean, it was a comprehensive, like it used to be, but he couldn't draw worth a damn. They were like, fifth grader drawing. Draw by hand? Yes, I have. He still follows the old fashioned. He just got the Pritzker. Santiago Calatrava. Calatrava still draws like that. Oh, really? I didn't know that either. Well, Calatrava's like that. He draws, you weren't here, well, you were downstairs when I came back from the Las Vegas. Five, he was the gold medalist for the AIA National Convention about 3 years ago. So he was the speaker, usually the gold medalist. They try to have them, you know, speak at one of the sessions on Saturday. And, you know, it's, he pulls out, you know, he starts talking about, you know, and actually he's really, really humble person. You know how some of these people, they're just like, he was like, he was so honored to have gotten it that, you know, he was like in awe that all these people thought his work was really good, that he, I think he has an office in New York, he's lived in a lot, and he said that, you know, the Americans are so, I mean, he was, I mean, I was like, oh my God, this is a real person, you know, not, you know. And so he starts talking about the design ideas and how he, like the Milwaukee Art Museum, you know, how. And he starts to draw with watercolors. He, you know, they have the overhead projector. 5,000 people, it's projecting, you know, half this room. And he's just, and he just, and I'm going, oh my God. I mean, not only that, it's like, he wasn't in, I mean, he was nervous speaking. You could tell he was nervous speaking, you know, which was kind of like endearing because, you know, you could tell he was like, oh my God. But the minute he started drawing and talking about the ideas as he drew, the nervousness was gone. I mean, he was in his element. This was his passion, and he's just drawing. And I'm thinking, and you're not nervous drawing in front of 5,000 architects? You know, you're my hero, buddy. You know, I have a book downstairs of his stuff that I bought. Because he's an engineer as well. He was really good.
Right. No, the Boy Scouts is just as tough as the Girl Scouts. The thing is, I would venture to suggest that many of the troops do things they just don't tell the council they're doing. Does that make sense? Right, in our case, because we're through the church, then, you know, it's not you personal. You know, we have the church. We do make them sign a release, a permission slip when we go anywhere. And half the kids don't give it to me, and I scream and bitch at them. And they're going to camping this next weekend at Peace River, which is a river up, that you, one of those that they drop you at one end, and with a canoe, it was like 23 miles down north of Fort Myers or one of those places. And I told the kids,
Okay, this isn't like we're camping around the corner where your parents can come get you. If I don't have a permission slip, you are not going. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're a senior in high school. You are not going. They're like, okay, Lourdes, okay, okay. Because they get lax. They've gotten used to four of the kids would give a permission slip because it was the camping was down the street. And mom and dad were going. I just said, I don't care if your parents are going or not. I want a permission slip. Right. But in this case, we are going out of town. We are going on a very rustic. I mean, you have to camp. You bring what you got and you take out what you brought. Peace River. No. Hello. I said, we're not around the corner. I want a permission slip. And I said, from now on, anytime we go anywhere and it's camping, if I don't have a permission slip, none of you are going there. Porque una mala crianza, all of them have gotten away with it for years and they think they'll just keep doing it. Yeah, we have that too. Oh, but they don't give you one? They don't give you one? See, our application form, the back of the application form, since the name gets sent to the council, has all the medical history on the back. And we keep it on file. Okay, Wyatt had a little too many things to when he was growing up. All right, Buck, White, we certainly understand the challenges of finishing this project within the scheduled time frame. But I find it difficult to believe that all the kitchen equipment that must be manufactured with several finished panels will delay production. But in the interest of fairness, we are not the production company. In future, please contact our office immediately by phone if necessary to get the required information. Our school staff includes Naomi, Brian, Allison, Lisette, Jim, and I. Therefore, one of us is likely to have the answer immediately. I already said immediately. Instantly. Oh, I forgot Tom. I didn't say anything bad. I know, and we have to respond.
See? Something late.
You know, we certainly don't, but I find it about all of it. But in the interest of fairness, we're not the production company. In future, please contact our office immediately by phone together regarding our school staff. Therefore, one of us is likely to have the answer instantly. Answer. The problem is he's copied everybody and their mother, so we have to answer. I was being polite. Naomi's my... Let's put Kurt in here, just because Kurt can curtail his...
Did you...
Mm-hmm. He sure did. All right, where's your other one? I don't even feel like writing.
Yeah,
I'm gonna read it. Let's see. When were we out there? We were out there on a Monday, March 24th. Buck. Naomi. I haven't even read it. I'm answering without reading. I will read it. And I were out. No, we were not there on 325. We were on 324.
Texture mock-up, and we gave her acceptance.
Fine. Site to review texture mock-up on 325/24. We did mention the requirement of color approval because a paint chip is never the same as the real thing with sun and material. As part of the mixture. Do we need a mock-up for the inside? Just so you understand our interest in the exterior color mock-up at AUV, the original colors we selected did not turn out like we thought, and therefore had to select different colors. We do not want to come out to... I don't know when we can review colors. Are you sure we... I don't think we did interior... Do we need them? Let's go ahead and look at it. Because some of the interiors, AUV, I would have lived without it happily. Like that bonafide beige. You can't see it. You can. Okay. He canceled? Okay. Just so you understand our interest in exterior colors, the mock-up at AUV using our drip did not turn out like we thought, and therefore we are positive that... I'm trying to give it a positive spin here. That all of us working together will result in a successful project delivered on time. How's that? I am told that the paint sample for everyday white did not match the intended color, and we asked for a resubmittal. I'm leaving a little early, but... one 1:30, Mike Sanford's coming here to review. I'm just signing pay-ups. Do we need to say anything else? They're not much the intended color, correct? It's not a new color.
No.
It is not a new color. What, they just didn't paint it correctly or didn't? But do we know? Oh, because they're not using the same. Ah, it is not using a color. It is simply a different different shade by a different manufacturer. Hence the painting sub needs to match the basis of design. How's that? Do you want to put something? Yes. What did you want me? How do you want me to answer that? Oops. What was missing?
Mm-hmm. In the paint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you a stupid question. Why did we take so long, David? Back to them. I thought we picked the colors long time ago.
No,
so why are they saying they just got it this week? But we discovered that it wasn't right weeks ago. No, it was more than that. Longer than 2 weeks. Longer than last week. I thought it was longer than that. Well, then let's leave it alone. Because we. She would have had it. So, what you're telling me, this. Updated. But we've selected those colors a long time ago. Why had we never updated this? And we still didn't read our ASI? No. I'll tell you what happened. This is a legend being XREF from a different file. She fixed the legend at W, but it was still X-refing at non-W. I bet that's what happened. Bet you $1 million. Because I have found plenty legends that refers to not it its own W folder, but back to the original. Back to the original. Do you see what I'm saying? Because there's no way. There is no technology. Then it's referring to the wrong folder. No, but I'm saying is she changed this, and if she changed it 2 days before when that new drawing was open, I can guarantee you referring. Well, then I go back to my usual statement: people need to look at these things before they're released. Because
I mean,
because if I know I've changed a legend, because I know when I change a legend and I go back to the drawing, I look to make sure that it's uploaded. And when I haven't, when I've discovered that it's not, then I change the legend and it doesn't, and I'll go, what the hell? And then I go into the XREF and it's referring the same folder name, but under a different project.
We just need to make sure that staff realizes when you update a legend,
exactly,
make sure it's referring to the folder it's supposed to. Because when you stole that legend from another folder, a lot of times we forget. You know what I'm saying? Particularly because we borrowed all these drawings. So we may have plain and simply forgotten to change the path. It was a different path. Leave it alone, because that means we really screwed up. I'm not going to win, so. And I'm not going to win. Not going to win that one, so I'm going to let him have it. So what's his problem, this Northeast person? Make it worth his while,
you
right?
Why they do? They definitely. Because we pick on each other, but we're quite never that, we're never on the cruel. We stop beyond getting to cruel. then perhaps Mr. Javier Torres was not off the mark at all.
I'm glad you said that.